Good morning, everybody. This is Howard Partridge, and I want to welcome you to the Inner Circle Weekly Live Webcast. Go ahead and type in how you are doing, and let me know that you can hear me okay. Apparently, somebody just tried to mute me. How about that? Anyway, type in that you can hear me okay. Welcome to the Inner Circle Webcast, in case you did not hear that. And let me know how you are doing. Okay, wonderful. You guys can hear me. The screen is up. And those of you who are Inner Circle members, go ahead and type in this week's biggest accomplishment for your coach. And welcome to those of you who are attending as our guest. Today is session one of our 8-week phenomenal leadership systems. Can't wait to get going on that. But let's first thank our sponsors, the Ziegler Corporation, for being our strategic partner. We love Ziegler. I can't wait to get up there tomorrow. Carl Qualls and myself are going up there to teach a couple of days of business training up there with Tom. Total Merchant Concepts, Sherry Perry. We love Sherry. So if you're getting ripped off by the banks on your credit card processing, get with Sherry Perry. Just go on our Inner Circle Facebook page, and you can connect with her there, or send an email to support@howardpartridge.com. And even if you're not an Inner Circle member yet and you need to fix that in your business, go ahead and send that in. And of course, Scott Reeb, who is our resident attorney. Don't leave your business exposed, and instead get Reeb Law. And then, of course, Infusionsoft, who continues to faithfully support us. Thank you so much. Now, those of you who are not Inner Circle members yet, one of the things I do on my live weekly webcast every week is I kind of get everybody caught up to what's been happening this past week. And it's been a doozy of a week. And then I try to give just a little bit of maybe something that I learned this week. This is John Maxwell, the number one leadership expert in the world, and I'm in his top mentoring group. There's only in this particular group about 32 of us, I think. We met at Delta headquarters last week on Thursday. And what I learned from John Maxwell is he is writing his next book. He puts out a major book every October. And his next book is going to be on capacity, on increasing your capacity. And he said this. He said that awareness plus ability plus choices equal capacity. Awareness plus ability plus choices equal capacity. So awareness is huge, and I talk a lot about that in my book, Think and Be Phenomenal, because until we're aware of our need, until we're aware of where we need to increase capacity, everything starts with awareness. That's why we start our course with GPS and assessments, is being aware of where you are, and then kind of looking at where you want to go. And that's how GPS works. We have to be self-aware. We have to be aware of what's happening on our team. And then we have to look at ability. We have to look at our own ability and be true about what strengths and weaknesses we have, and not to deceive ourselves, because we all have strengths and weaknesses, and we need to get other people involved where we don't have abilities. And that's what building a phenomenal team is all about, is bringing on those strengths that you don't have. Everybody has a gift. That gift is irrevocable. Everybody has potential. But the thing is that you won't reach your fullest potential unless you increase your capacity. So the next thing that happens is you have a gift, you have awareness, you have strengths, you have the potential, but the choices that you make every day is going to determine whether you increase your capacity or not. I'll tell you a story about that here in just a second. John Maxwell says that success is found in the daily agenda. Success is found in the daily agenda. One of the things that we go by in the inner circle here is that the number one reason that people don't grow is what I call FTI, failure to implement. And there are several reasons for that. If we just did what we already know to do, we would be more successful. And therefore, we need coaching. We need a coaching community. So if you're not in the inner circle yet, and you suffer from FTI, all of us do, and you want to grow to the next level and increase your capacity, inquire about the inner circle after today's webinar, and we'll get with you and see if we can get you in the inner circle. We also launched the One Thing Workshop webinar series on Saturday. It was totally, totally cool. And hey, by the way, if you want to still jump in, you can. We'll have to send you a workbook and all that stuff, but you can still catch up. So that was a lot of fun. Now, here's the story I want to tell you. So last week, my friend Kyle Wilson sends me an email, and he says, hey, Howard, I got a friend that has tickets to the Final Four. Are you interested? And I was like, absolutely. Now, I assume that the thing was full, and I jumped right on it, paid a lot of money for these tickets. And I said, okay, who am I going to take with me? I'm scrolling through my contacts and everything. You know, who's a strategic partner or somebody I really need to connect with? And my friend David Fry, who is one of the greatest marketers I know, the only person in the world that I know that's both a referral relationship marketing expert and an internet marketing expert, this guy is, you just wouldn't believe the stuff that he does, right? So I've been trying to schedule lunch with Dave for a year, right? And we can't connect, and I'm traveling, and he's doing this and that. So I'm like, hey, you want to go to the Final Four with me? He's like, heck yeah. And he was like on it, right? So we go the first couple of games, and they were a blowout. But so I'm sitting here. I realized that I can get these tickets. Where we're sitting is way up in the up there. And I'm like, I find out that I could have gotten those tickets for like a fraction of what I paid. And I'm sitting there going, I'm not going to ruin a friendship over this. But anyway, I'm sitting there talking to David Fry, and here's the amazing thing that happens with coaching. I know that all of you guys can relate to this. So I'm sharing with him where I'm at, what my vision is and everything, and he just lays out this multi-million dollar marketing plan and system, and just the lights going. Talk about awareness. And I have no ability to do it. So he connects me with the people that can do it. And I'm thinking, man, this investment of expensive tickets just probably paid off, probably going to give me a return of who knows how much money, right? So we had a great time, even though, you know, there was kind of a blowout on the first couple of games. And when I realized that I could get tickets for $50, I emailed my leadership team and I said, hey, who wants to go to the Final Four tonight? This was yesterday. So my operations director, Johan, and my marketing director, Aliki, said, yeah, we'll go. And so I'm going to meet David Fry over there. Aliki and Johan are sitting in different seats. David Fry and I are sitting up there. We're all, you know, way up there. And my friend who I bought these tickets from said, hey, there's a VIP section down here, and there's a couple empty seats. Why don't you guys come down here at halftime? And we come down there at halftime, and it's like 30 rows up. It's like being on the 50-yard line. And when I walk up there, everybody's like having a fit because Scottie Pippen is walking down the highway. And I'm trying to get a selfie with him, and I'm like, I'm just leaning into, hey, Scotty. I was about like, you know, one of 50 people that was doing that. And he's trying to focus on something else. So I grabbed this little selfie right here. And then I realized I'm passing Scottie Pippen. We got better seats than Scottie Pippen. And then we're like, okay, We hope this isn't going to be a blowout. And if you saw that game last night, you know what a powerful, amazing, unbelievable ending it was. Unbelievable. So it was an experience of a lifetime. And I'm preparing for the May conference, which is all about creating, marketing, and delivering a unique experience. We're going to talk about that as it relates to your team. Do you think that we had a phenomenal experience together last night? David Fry looked at me and he said, man, I will never forget this moment. I invested in him, I invested in my team. They were just like, this was like the most unbelievable experience. And that's what you want to do as a leader. That's what you want to do to build relationships, is have incredible experiences together. It doesn't have to be an expensive, you know, sporting event, but hey, how cool is that? Anyway, this magazine ad says this, that experiences are the most valuable currency. See, David Fry is very successful. There's not much I could do for him monetarily, but when someone kind of has everything that they need and they're set financially, so to speak, what can you do? Create phenomenal experiences. Now, speaking of which, I have a question for my inner circle members, and I need you to get ready to type, because this is a very important question. This is only for our full inner circle 747 members. Here's the question. Super Bowl 51 will be in Houston, Texas, February of next year, February 5th. I'm thinking about buying a couple of tickets today. They're about $4,500 a piece, $4,400 a piece once you put on the service fees and all that stuff. My question is, if you're an Inner Circle member and you're coming to the May conference, would you want to win two tickets to the Super Bowl in Houston and stay at my house with me and Denise for the weekend and make it like a whole weekend experience? And if the answer is yes, I want you to type in right now. I got a lot of yeses. All right. There we go. All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Okay. So now here's the thing. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you how this is. Well, I'm not going to tell you how it works. I'm just going to leave it right there. How about that? Okay. All right. Let's see what's next. Oh, I got to brag on Santiago. He's over there in the UK with one of our Inner Circle members doing a 787 consultation. Here he is in Cambridge. Here he is sitting with their staff and teaching them. And they just had so many phenomenal things to say about Santiago. So he might even be on. I mean, this guy's on every webcast and everything because he's still working, even though he's over there. And then his family's in Spain, so he's going to go back over there and take some time off. So speaking of our coaches, Santiago and Mr. Rick Jones, looks like Santi might already actually even be on here. So let me hear from Mr. Rick Jones first. Go ahead, Rick.
You're right. That game was incredible last night. Zero on the clock. The winning shot goes in the net. And then you even get a little squeeze in there next to Scottie Pipkin. You know, a lot of people might not know who he is, but he was on the national championship teams with Michael Jordan, who was also there last night, by the way. So, man, you got to be at one of the greatest events in basketball history, they said last night. Hasn't been a better one. So, man, wish I'd have been there. But I love what you said a minute ago about being with people and those kinds of experiences, because Zig Ziglar in his book, Better Than Good, said, in order for you to have those kinds of experiences, he said, part of your purpose in life as a leader is to build strong and fruitful relationships with others, and your work setting is the perfect place to start. And I think that is so important today, because he went on to say, more than 22 million workers in America are extremely negative or actively disengaged at work, which lowers productivity. 65% of Americans received no recognition in their workplace the year prior to the publication of this book. Now, what was interesting, or is interesting about this, is that in Born to Win, when Tom Ziegler did it, they have the latest results on employee engagement. Disengaged, 52%, actively disengaged, another 18%. So experiences is wonderful, but to have those, we've got to build those relationships with our folks. And this is why I am excited. I love the topic of leadership. So go for it, Bubba.
All righty, all righty. And let's see, is Mr. Santiago Arango here this morning? He is not, but guess who is here? None other than Mr. Tom Ziegler.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
We're doing BTPOTT.
I'm excited today. I wanted to share just a little.
Unmuted.
We were having our ZLC, Ziegler Legacy Certification class a few weeks ago, and an interesting conversation happened. We talked about the sin of the desert. And the sin of the desert is to know where the water is and not share it. And so I'm thinking, as a business owner, how many times do we have the solution, have the answer, but yet we don't share it? Maybe it's an upsell situation that we're kind of uncomfortable with. Maybe the customer, the prospect, has asked us something outside of our comfort zone, and we don't want to go there, yet we know that if we just shared this one thing, it would really benefit them. And this had me flash back to the time when I was about 25 years old, and Dad and I had gone to a Denny's restaurant. He'd been speaking in the evening, and he got done around 9:30, and so we left there around 10:15, and we were both hungry, and so where could we go at that time of night? Denny's, because they have all 24-hour service. So we go into this Denny's, and we sit down. It's about 11 o'clock at this time, and this lady comes to take our drink order, and she was a nice lady, friendly smile, and she must have been in her mid to late 60s. And Dad walked off. I'm sorry, the lady walked off, and Dad said to me, he looked at me, and he said, "Son, an insurance agent didn't do their job." And of course, I had no idea what he meant. And so I said, "Dad, what do you mean by that?" And he said, "Son, look at her. She is in her late 60s. Statistically, there's a great chance that she's a widow." Mm. "And 30 years ago, an insurance agent didn't do their job, because if they had, she would have had a policy on herself or her husband or their family, and she wouldn't have to work right now."
Mm.
And so that made me think, just stuck with me all those years, almost, you know, over 25 years since that event happened. And I wonder how many times people get into trouble because we don't do our job.
Mm.
We don't let them know about the things that we can provide. We don't ask that one extra question. We don't connect them to the person who can solve that problem to prevent that. And of course, I believe that the greatest investment of all we can make is the investment in ourselves. And the greatest action we can take is, once we invest in ourselves and we learn who we want to become in the future, we take action to become that person. And in that particular lady's case, I don't know if she was ever offered the opportunity to buy insurance. Maybe she didn't even know that was an option. Either way, that's a tragedy. Maybe she procrastinated and said no, that's a tragedy. But what I want to do here is I want us to all look into our own future right now and look at, where do we want to be 5, 10, 20, 30 years down the road? What's the situation that we envision for ourselves And then what are the actions that we need to take in order to have that happen? Insurance is just an example. We all know that we need to provide for our family. We need to take care of our kids and provide to them. But the greatest insurance policy we could ever, ever invest in is when we invest in ourselves to build the confidence, the knowledge, the professional ability to go out and serve people, serve their needs, solve their problems. And then that way, when somebody we run into today, in the future, they won't say, hey, why didn't you tell me about that? That's something that I never want to face. So just a life lesson, all of us, no matter what we do, what kind of business we're in the people business.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And we build a relationship with our customers, our prospects, our team members, those we love in our community, and we understand what their needs are. We have an opportunity then to provide an answer, to point them in the right direction, to make sure that they don't make a decision that can harm their future, to do everything we can in our power to help them understand the benefits to them. Because if we're lucky, we're all going to live a long time. And I don't know about you, but the only time I want to be in Denny's at 11 o'clock at night is if I'm eating. So Howard, yeah. I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you, Tom, and looking forward to seeing you tomorrow and looking forward to having you at the May conference. So I've got a lot of training to do today. You've got a pretty heavy handout there. I hope you printed it out. If you haven't, you can print it out and fill in the blanks a little bit later on. I have everything that needs to be filled in, underlined, and but there's some great stuff on your handout today. So let's get started. In the inner circle, thanks to Tom Ziegler and Zig Ziegler's very last book called Born to Win, Tom Ziegler and I identified the five systems that every business in the world has. It doesn't matter how big or small your business is. All five of these functions, all five of these major systems have to take place. The first one is leadership, as you'll learn here in just a minute. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Second is marketing. Marketing is everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. Sales is everything you do to convert prospects into paying customers. Operations is everything that you do to serve your customers, your clients, your patients, your members, or guests. We have over 100 different industries in the inner circle. And then administration is everything that you do to count your money, to track your stats, and protect your company legally, and insurance would be under that category. And by the way, let me just throw out a little extra thing here. Each and every one of you who are business owners should have disability insurance unless you are so financially independent that you can fund yourself without your business income. And every single one of you should have life insurance. We had two heart attacks in the inner circle in the past 6 weeks, and one of them survived and one of them didn't. And the one that survived was literally still doing the technical work, the work of the business, and it put a tremendous burden on his family. And the amazing thing is just how God works in the inner circle. It's been amazing that along came a guy by the name of Alex, thanks to Sherry Perry, who has a phenomenal health program that we have gotten so many of our people on now. I've lost 17 pounds as a result in the last 4 weeks, and I feel so good that two miracles happened. Yesterday, I forgot my afternoon coffee, and the other day, I went to Home Depot for my wife, and I probably haven't been to Home Depot in a year. So, or maybe 2 years, or maybe longer than that. I don't do manual labor because I get injured when I do that. All right, so John Maxwell, number one leadership expert in the world, says everything rises and falls on leadership. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Marketing doesn't get done if you don't have leadership. And who's the toughest person to lead? Ourselves, right? So in order to attract phenomenal team members, in order to be the leader that people love to follow, you have to become a better leader. And if you're going to become a better leader, since everything rises and falls on leadership, we better understand leadership. So today's module in the 8-week leadership course is all about what leadership really is, so that you can attract phenomenal team members. See, you don't find phenomenal team members, you attract them. You attract them, you do go out and recruit, but just like marketing, when you get out there in your network and you get the word out, just like marketing, and you position yourself and you build relationships, the right people are attracted to you. And as Ellen Rohr says, you have the employees you deserve. So it's not about finding them, it's about attracting them. And so next week, I'm going to do our next module. The next part of the course is going to be exactly how do you attract those people? How do you recruit them? What are the methods of getting your message out? But everything rises and falls on leadership, so we better understand leadership. John Maxwell says that leadership is influence. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And so on your handout, if it's underlined, then it's probably going to be a blank there on your handout that you want to fill out. You're going to fill out a lot of stuff today. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Now, how do you gain influence in someone else's life? It's by adding value to them. All of business and all of life is about relationships. Everyone has influence in someone else's life, and the question is, the people who are on your team, who influences them? Is that you? Is that another team member? Is that what's going on their Facebook? Is it what's happening at home? Where is the influence? And the thing is that if we don't become better leaders, if we don't understand how to influence people, how to add value to them, then someone else is going to influence them. I have seen so many posts and everything about, like, there was a post on Facebook the other day of, you know, millennials are driving me crazy. You know, they don't want to come in and they don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. I was speaking in Orlando a couple weeks ago, and a lady comes up to me, and or actually in the presentation when I was doing Q&A, she said, I've got this millennial that's a receptionist, and she doesn't want to do this, and she don't want to do that. And I said, okay. I said, well, have you sat down and asked her some questions? See, what we try to do is we try to say, well, you know, you're late again today, and we don't understand how to coach them. And so as I just did a coaching session pretending that she was the receptionist, and you could see that she got it. That's another module that we're going to do in the course, is I'm going to show you the simplest way to coach someone without drama, and has been validated by top CEOs. You're going to absolutely love it. So the question is, who has the influence, you or somebody else? The way you gain influence, positive influence, in someone else's life is by adding value to them. Zig Ziglar, Tom's dad, American legend, said you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. So the very first thing that you got to do to be a leader that people love to follow is find out what they want. What are their goals? Hey, are you... If I help you get your goals, and I think that the package that we have set up here and the experience that we have set up here will help you get there, or get you on your way, are you willing to be here on time to make that happen? See, this is the conversation that I have when I interview people. I let them know this is the philosophy that we live by. You can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. So tell me about your goals. Tell me what you want to accomplish in your life. And then I share with them that we put together a system that can help you get there. But if you get your goals and the company doesn't reach its goals, it's not going to work, because sooner or later, we're going to run out of money and resources to be able to pay you and employ you. So if you get what you want, we don't get what we want, it's not going to work. And by the way, if we get what we want, if the company gets what it wants and you don't reach your goals, guess what? You're not going to be happy and it's not going to work long term. We actually care about you and your goals. You know, you've heard the old saying that nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And Zig added two words to that. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care about them. This is why every single time I have the opportunity to create an experience for my folks, to invite them to something like the Final Four, I mean, $50, are you kidding me? That's like, and dinner, that's just like, wow, we had the greatest time last night. Dale Carnegie said, leadership is enlisting the willing cooperation of others to achieve a goal. Couple of key words here. Number one, willing cooperation. See, you can get people to cooperate through force or intimidation, but if you don't have the willing cooperation, you're not going to have a phenomenal team. You're not going to have people who love to follow you. You're not going to attract the kind of people that you want. The other key word is goal. Do you have company goals? Do people know what the goal is? And one of the things you're going to learn in this course is how to structure a vision so that you can have your company goals out there in a way that your people are going to be able to follow them. Dwight Eisenhower said this, leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something you want done because he or she wants to do it. Why would they want to do it? Because you've added value to them. They want to bless you because you have blessed them. It doesn't mean that they get away with murder. It doesn't mean that they don't do their job. It means just the opposite, that you've invested so much in them, developing them, helping them reach their goals. We don't always keep them long term. We had a young lady who left us recently, very happy, but just going on to another opportunity. And really, she may have moved on, but you know, I recognized awareness is that we probably didn't practice communicating with her enough. But one thing was abundantly clear when she left. She was so emotional. She said, I'm leaving family. And she said, more than anything else, this time that I had with this company made me a better person. What if people could look back on the time that they had with you at your company, on your team, and they could say, that was the defining moment of my life? It created a new trajectory for my life in a positive way. Wow, how cool is that? Kevin Turner, the chief operating officer of Microsoft, said leaders are coaches. The original definition of a coach, by the way, is bringing a person from where they are to where they want to be. A great study for leaders is to study coaches like John Wooden. That basketball game last night was a combination of individual talent, team play, and coaching. You know, Rick Jones and I went to the Alabama semifinal game before they went on to win the championship. We didn't go to the championship, but we went up to Arlington to Texas Stadium to watch the second to the last game. And the other team had Alabama on their heels. They were kind of keeping up, but it was like they were on their heels. And a phenomenal coach has that awareness, and they come out after halftime, and I mean, they're not getting beat badly or anything like that. I mean, they've got a chance to pull this out just as much as the other team. They come out and do something crazy. They do an onside kick at halftime when the score is basically tied. We're like, what in the world? So Nick Saban is getting interviewed after the game. And they were like, what's that all about? I said, well, we needed to change the momentum of the game. Now, it wasn't as big of a gamble as you might think, he said, because as we studied the film, we realized that there was a little open spot right over there, and if we just kicked that right over there, we had a really good chance of recovering that ball, and especially if they're not expecting it, and they had practiced that onside kick over and over and over and over. Ability and choices. Awareness, ability, and choices, increased capacity, the entire momentum of that game changed. You are a coach. A coach helps that player, helps that team member, helps that person get from where they are personally and professionally to where they want to be or where they need to be. Now, my definition of leadership is this. Leadership is effectively communicating your vision. First, you got to have a vision. Secondly, you've got to understand how to properly communicate. Telling ain't selling. And in leadership, you might not be selling a product, but you're selling an idea. You're selling a vision. You're selling yourself. You're selling your culture. You're selling your mission, your values, your purpose. And so leadership is effectively communicating. If a coach can effectively communicate with his team and with his team members and say, hey, here's the vision, here's where you need to go, then, man, we can really do some things, all right? Now, one of the greatest tools that we have available to us for communicating with people is the DISC profile. And so it's very simple. You know, you can ask people, you know, are you more outgoing or reserved? And that the top is outgoing and the bottom is reserved. And then you can ask them, hey, are you more task oriented or people oriented? When you get really good at this, you can even just observe people. And so what happens is that there are four communication styles. The first one being a D, which is outgoing, task-oriented. That's the dominant style. And the color is green with an exclamation point because D's are in a hurry. I'm a D. I'm a D-I. And we want to just get some things done. Our primary orientation is results. And then you have your I. This is the outgoing type, but they are more people-oriented rather than task-oriented like the D is, okay? And they have a red star because they love the attention. They love to have fun. That's the inspiring type. So are you going to communicate the same way to a D as you do an I? No. A D is, hey, let's get it done, results, blah, 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 boom. An I is, hey, let's go have some fun. And then you have the reserve type, which is the S or the supportive type. And their color is blue because, you know, everything's their primary orientation is cooperation. There's a plus and minus sign because, you know, they weigh and measure and they want everybody to get along. And, man, they're just such sweet, wonderful people because they're there to support everyone else. Well, how am I going to communicate with that person? Very reassuring and it's safe. So last night I'm with Aliki, who's an I off the charts, and Johan, who's an S off the charts. So I communicate with them completely differently. And then you have your C type, which is your cautious type, which is reserved and task-oriented. And this is somebody that you want in accounting or legal or insurance that we were talking about earlier. And their color is yellow, and the symbol is question mark because they have lots of questions. They want a lot of data. So what happens is I learned from Dr. Robert Rome and Rick Jones, Santi, and myself, and many of our Inner Circle members got certified in this program. And what we learned is that only 10% the communication issues come from being outgoing or reserved, that only 10%. But 90% of communication challenges come from left to right, task-oriented or people-oriented, because people who are people-oriented don't understand people who just want to get stuff done and they're not paying attention to people. And then folks on the task-oriented side don't understand people who just want to, like, hang out, right? And we got to get some stuff done here. So understanding how to communicate with your people is so, so important. And DISC is one of the simplest things to learn. Now, in the inner circle, a few months ago, I did a 4-week webinar series. And when I did the fourth and final session, which it was all supposed to be recorded, and the first three were, and we recorded the final one, but I was trying, I made a mistake. I was trying to deliver the last webinar series in a hotel room, practically in the dark, with my son behind me talking in his sleep, and my wife tossing and turning, and it was just a disaster. So I didn't publish the recording. So we're going to do this again, and we're going to do it on April 28th, just that last session, and I'm going to give everybody here an opportunity to get your DISC profile and attend that one session on DISC on how to read your profile, what it means, and that sort of thing. So all you have to do, if you went through that webinar series, then you're just going to get an email and you're going to get invited to that. You don't have to do anything further than that. Anyone else, if you get a DISC profile, if you just purchase a DISC profile, the link is on listed on your handout, then you can attend that one session at no charge. So you need that profile anyway, and then we'll teach you how to read it. If you haven't done a profile for your team, you need to do that. And then we'll show you a chart that you can put up all your profiles for your entire team. But leadership is communicating, and this is one of the greatest tools. This has been life-changing for me. So you got to learn your DISC. And when you do the actual profile online for yourself and for your team, what's going to happen is you are going to understand yourself better. You're going to understand your teammates better. You're going to understand your vendors better, and you're going to understand the people that are your loved ones so that you can better communicate. All of business and all of life is about relationships, and relationships rise or fall on communication. And that's what leadership is communicating, effectively communicating and connecting with others. Now, there's a difference between leadership and phenomenal leadership. Phenomenal leadership delivers a meaningful experience that inspires the team to implement. Phenomenal leadership delivers a meaningful experience that inspires the team to implement. One of the brightest minds that we have today that's teaching leadership is Simon Sinek. He wrote a book called Start With Why. He's got one of the most popular TED Talks online. One of the best leadership books I've ever read is called Leaders Eat Last. And I was listening to a success CD with Simon Sinek, and he said a leader's responsibility is to create the right environment that stimulates growth. I'm reading a lot on team dynamics right now and getting some really good stuff that I'll be sharing in the 777 group soon as well. And it'll be a part of, you know, one of my future books that I'm hoping to be a really big book. But those of you who study with us that are in Inner Circle, you know the three E's of experience, which is engage, educate, and entertain. We engage by, hey, how's your life going? How are you doing on your goals? I am so, like, just so blessed that Several of my team members are now in this health program, and I check in with them every day. How did it go today? And they're just feeling phenomenal, and we're all more productive, and it's just amazing. Engagement. You know, don't ignore your people. Communicate, engage, connect. John Maxwell says that everyone communicates, few connect. We got to learn how to connect. Number two, educate. Develop them personally. The last session on the 8-week leadership course is how to develop your team for long-term success. We believe in education, and even that education together can be an experience when we go to a seminar together, when we go to a conference together. And then third is entertainment. And that's not a, just a funny video, it could be, but it's going to a Final Four game together and laughing the whole way there and laughing the whole way back and entertaining each other and just having a phenomenal time. It's inspirational. And then the team wants to implement. They want to make things happen. They love to win. You got to deliver a meaningful experience, you see. By the way, for those of you who are visiting, this is one of my teams, just one of my teams. This is my team for my service company. And here's one of the clues. Why I love millennials and everybody, you know, the Facebook post that I was talking about earlier is about millennials. What I love about millennials, like Santiago, my right-hand man, started with me when he was barely 18 years old. He's 33 now. Johan started with me when he was 19. Aliki started with us when she was 21. Jessica is a millennial. Taylor is a millennial. What I love, and all these techs back here, they all started in their early 20s with us. What do I love about that? They have energy. They're creative. They know technology. They know stuff that we don't know. And if you ever want to fake them out, by the way, just write in cursive because they don't know how to read anything in cursive handwriting. That was kind of a joke. And then, of course, you guys know our phenomenal team and our team of coaches and the Ziegler team. And it's just, wow. It's just create such an amazing experience, such a phenomenal community experience that, and give them the one thing that everybody longs for, that longing for belonging. So leadership is effectively communicating your vision. Phenomenal leadership delivers a meaningful experience that inspires the team to implement. And then the third part is a phenomenal leadership system, which is what our course is all about, is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. An airplane, an automobile, any kind of system is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. In other words, I stick the key in, I got gas in it. If I know how to drive, and that's a big question mark right there for many of us, the vehicle will go. We have to have a system, because the thing is that we can communicate the vision, we can inspire the team, create experiences, but when you don't have systems in your business, then what happens is it looks something like this. This is the story of somebody, everybody, and nobody. Somebody was asked to do something that was everybody's job. Everybody thought somebody was going to do it, but nobody did it. When nobody did it, everybody asked why somebody didn't do it. Somebody said it was everybody's job. Everybody said it was nobody's job. Therefore, nobody did it. If I was in a live classroom or seminar or conference, I would raise my hand and say, how many of you have experienced that other than me? I got my hand up. I got both hands up, right? Systems are your tool for communicating. Having the vision, which is your MVP, mission, values, and purpose. Having an org chart so everybody understands what their roles and responsibilities are. Having PRDs, performance results descriptions, so that I know what I'm responsible for And that's how we communicate. And having policies and procedures where everybody knows what the procedure is, what the policy is. And it's hard to bring that stuff together. It's hard to not only create it, but actually make it a reality in our company. Everybody, we still fight that every single day because it's so much easier just to do something or ask a question and say, well, how do we do this? Well, what's the procedure? We don't have a procedure. Let's create one. Let's create a policy if we slow down and do that. But here's the thing. That's why coaching is so important. That's why an inner circle community is so important, because we have to support one another, encourage one another, and hold one another accountable. You will not grow. No one succeeds alone. No one gets to where they want to go and become the person and the company that they want to be without the support, the encouragement, and most of all, accountability to get there. So we got to have systems, because otherwise we're going to have to recreate it. Otherwise, we don't have any way to communicate. We're just making it up all the time. I love this exercise that we do in the seminars where, you know, we get 9 people on the stage and I show the first person, I demonstrate a procedure. Everybody else has their back turned. They're looking the other way. This person shows this person how to do it. This person shows this person this, and then that person shows this person, and so on. And, you know, the original thing looks like this lady holding the sign, and what you get at the end is like this lady over here on the right hand side. You know, it's like the old game called telephone. You know, you tell a story and then the next person whispers the story, and it becomes an entirely different story altogether, because there's no system. We're not operating from the master copy. You got a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. Have you ever had a bad photocopy that was a copy of a copy of a copy? Yeah, you got a copy from the master. That's what systems are all about. In fact, if you're going to be phenomenally successful in business, you're going to have these 3 important things. And you can fill this out on your sheet. Number one, you got to have phenomenal systems. You got to have systems in all 5 areas of those, the 5 areas of business. That's not going to happen overnight. That's going to be a lot of work. And let me pause to say this. Oftentimes people who come and learn from me, well, wait a minute, time out. You're probably trying to write this stuff down. Let me let you write this down first, and then I'll share this with you. Number 2, you need phenomenal people. What are phenomenal people? Phenomenal people are people who are willing, people who have heart, people who want to grow. They want to succeed. They want to win. They have heart. It all starts with recruiting and hiring the right people. If you got people on your team that aren't doing what they're supposed to do, guess what? Don't look at them. Look in the mirror, because everything rises and falls on leadership. So regardless of the kind of people, the raw talent, the gifts, the strengths and weaknesses that you have on your team, regardless of that, you're not going to be able to find out what potential there is and increase your capacity until you implement phenomenal leadership. And guess what happens then? When you really implement phenomenal leadership, the people who want to win rise to the top and the others go away. You help them quit. And then part of leadership is building enough relationships out there in the community that you can reach out and attract the right people to you. It's all about leadership. So you got to have phenomenal systems. You got to have phenomenal people. You got to have phenomenal leadership. Sometimes when people come to us, this may be going through some of your minds right now that are just joining us for the first time. They say, man, this is a lot of work. I think I'd rather just kind of hum along and it's just too much work. And so I would suggest that you look at it like this. Don't look at all the work that you have to do. And this goes for members too. This goes for me. This goes for all of us. Don't look at the amount of work that there is to do. Look at the opportunity. Look at what's possible if you do the work. What's possible if I systematically, every day, stick to my health plan? I'm going to feel phenomenal. I feel phenomenal. I'm going to be thin. I'm going to be strong. Wow. I'm going to get more done. I'm serving my wife left and right. All kinds of benefits that I never dreamed would come out of this or coming out of it. Look at the goal. Look at the outcome if I implement every day. And guess what? Health plan, financial, business, spiritual, personal, it doesn't matter. Habits, they're only going to happen if you have the support, the encouragement, and the accountability. If I didn't have a coach, if I didn't have a health coach, I don't care what kind of system you give me. I don't care what kind of a program you give me. I'm not going to implement it if I don't have accountability. So every day, daily system, I send my coach what I ate today. And I get that support and that encouragement and that accountability coming back. And that's what phenomenal leadership really is all about. What phenomenal leadership is all about is creating a phenomenal community experience. Because here's the thing, every human being has a longing for belonging. Every human being has a longing for belonging. The most phenomenal communication method on planet Earth is called community. True success is found in community because all of us have a longing for belonging. Phenomenal leadership is creating a community experience that engages, that educates, that entertains, that inspires the team to implement. Guess what? Communities have systems. If people aren't willing to operate by the vision, the mission, the values, and the purpose of that community, guess what? They don't get to stay in the community. Or the community comes around them first and tries to coach them up to success. And there are three keys to a phenomenal community experience. Go ahead and write those in right now on your handout. Three keys to a phenomenal community experience. Number one is support. Number two is encouragement. Number three is accountability. Support, encouragement, and accountability. Support your team. Find out what their life goals are. Find out what their dreams are. Support them and they'll support you. Encourage them. Encourage their gifts. Find out what their disc profile is. Find out what their gift is. Find out what their skill is. Encourage that. When you encourage others, they will encourage you. Zig Ziglar said that encouragement is the fuel on which hope runs, and what people need is hope. And then third is accountability. You know, we can have support and encouragement. It's all fun and happy and cool, and everybody's, you know, just so happy. But if there's no accountability, we don't get anything done. We don't become the person we're created to be. You're doing your people an injustice by not holding them accountable because they're not going to become the person that they were created to be. And that's my definition of success. But here's the thing. Cold, hard accountability without support and encouragement is brutal. I had an old preacher tell me one time, he said, you know, truth without love is brutal. Love without truth is sentimental. We need all three. Spend time with people who have your best interest at heart. People who encourage you, inspire you, and love you enough to challenge you. See, you need a dream team. The reason you need a dream team is because, as Dave Anderson, who's going to be speaking for us in February, says that if you have a dream but no team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team. It's not easy building up a team. But guess what? If you don't build up the team, what's going to happen to your dream? Do you have a phenomenal dream? If you don't have a phenomenal dream, you're not going to do anything anyway. Maybe you don't have a phenomenal dream because you don't have any belief. Maybe someone has stolen your hope from you. Got to recapture that dream. And the most fulfilling, the most rewarding, the most exciting, amazing, phenomenal, BTPOTT, WCEB, better than phenomenal, over the top, who could ever believe, thing that'll ever happen in your life is building a phenomenal dream team. Finally, when you do that, you're going to get the rewards of building a phenomenal community. You're going to have a team that's inspired, an inspired team. Your customers are going to be wowed. Why? Because your people are on fire. And guess what? You're going to make bigger profits. When your customers are happy, your team's happy, you're going to make more money. Then what can you do? You can invest back into your team. You can invest back in your dream. You can reach some of those life goals. You know, you can then invest in your health. You can then invest financially. You can then go do some cooler things maybe than what you're doing right now. You can invest in yourself, as Rick was talking about. Okay. So today, with session one, we got seven more sessions to go. For those of you who are not Inner Circle members yet, well, let me just share what, for Inner Circle members, for everybody, what's going to happen the next 7 weeks. Every Tuesday morning, Inner Circle live weekly webcast, how to attract and recruit phenomenal team members is next week. Then how to properly interview them and hire them. That interview package that we have from Rick Jones in the Inner Circle is amazing. How to delegate without taking that task back. How to coach a team member without the drama. How to develop your vision, mission, values, and purpose. How to compensate your team members fairly. And then how to develop your team for long-term success. Now, if you're an Inner Circle member, all of that is on the Inner Circle website. Already, you can go download it, but I'm going to give you the freshest, newest version of it over the next 7 weeks and do it live so you can ask questions, which I'll take questions here in just a second. But if you're not an Inner Circle member yet, I want you to go ahead and join the leadership, the 8-week leadership course. Go ahead and sign up for that. And when you do that, you're going to be able to come to our May conference, which is all about what's the one thing you can do to set your company apart from the competition. And that is to create, market, and deliver a unique, phenomenal community experience. We're going to have Dr. Joseph Michelli, who wrote 7 best-selling books. He's the number one New York Times best-selling author. This particular one, his latest one, is called Driven to Delight, Delivering World-Class Customer Experience. The Mercedes-Benz Way, May 12th through 14th, Doubletree, Houston Hobby. And I noticed that a whole bunch of you Inner Circle members signed up yesterday to get all the VIP bonuses. And those of you who have not signed up yet that are Inner Circle members, you better go on your email because there is one phenomenal bonus item that you only get. Is brand new, hadn't even been released yet, that you only get, and this is for members only, that you only get when you sign up today. So we have fast action bonus items. There's a bonus this week. There's another bonus next week. There's a bonus after that. And so don't miss out on any of those VIP bonuses. All right, so we're going to learn how to create, market, and deliver a phenomenal community experience. We're going to do leadership. Santiago is going to bring us some great stuff. We've got several of our members who are going to be sharing their success stories. Those of you who are not members yet, we're going to run you through all the systems and help you to have more freedom in your life and not be a slave to that business. All right. We're also going to look at how to develop world-class team members. Joseph Michelli is going to be over the top. And if you haven't been here yet, you're going to meet our team. You're going to see our systems in action. We're going to take you on a guided tour of our company. And the bottom line is so that you can have more life, live in freedom every day, and more profit. So register today for sure. All right. Who has my first question? Type it in right now. Who has my first question? Don, where do we find the material for the leadership course? Since you're an Inner Circle member, you simply go to the Inner Circle website, howardpartridgeinnercircle.com, log in, click online training, and click leadership. And of course, I'm going to teach it live again and put the freshest face and version and words and verbiage to it, because all the stuff that's on there right now, some of it was last year, most of it's from 2014 or before that, okay? Josh, what is the actual website for DISC? If you will print out your handout, the link is there. It's howardpartridge.com/DISC-order-now. howardpartridge.com/DISC-order-now. And that will qualify you to be on the DISC webinar on April 28th, or to get the recording of that. Brenda, the answer is yes. So Brenda is asking me, can we send this webinar to other business owners to give them an idea of how phenomenal your program is? Yes, you can. We are going to offer the replay of today. We normally don't do that, but this is so important. We need to get this message out there, and the answer is yes. Sherry Perry, if we signed up yesterday, or if you sign up today, do you get all of the special bonus items going forward? And the answer is yes. See, what happens is when you sign up today for the VIP, you get all the bonus items. If you wait until next week, one's going to be missing. And then you do it the next week, another one's going to be missing. So the longer you take, the more you're going to miss. Lynn, hi, Howard. I think I signed up for the Inner Circle when I purchased your full package at the convention in D.C. last summer, but didn't take advantage of it. Can I do so now? Let me explain the difference between Inner Circle and access to our weekly webcast, okay? So like when you buy the home study course, you get some of the Inner Circle webcast recordings as a bonus item, okay? But the full Inner Circle 747, includes the coaching, the coming to all of our events, being on the webcast, and getting access to the entire Inner Circle resource website that has all the training modules on it. So Lynn, what I would suggest that you do is contact the office, and you also, if you bought the home study course, then you qualify to come to the May conference at no charge. So let's get all that set up for you and get on with the office. Okay, Travis, great session, Howard. This is such a perfect message for me at this time. I've been struggling the last few months, lost a couple of key members of my team, so need to rebuild. Thank you for all you do and who you are. My pleasure. Thank you. Jim, Howard, have you had your production workers at your service company complete the disc profiles? Absolutely. The basic profile on there is only $12.95, so do it for your whole team. Okay, Josh, I gave you the if I could get my team to put the link for the disc profiles in the chat and in the question bar, I'd appreciate it. howardpartridge.com/DISC-order-now. howardpartridge.com/DISC-order-now. And we'll also send that out with the replay of this. I think Sherry's putting this question in for someone else. Being a member of the inner circle is like drinking from a fire hydrant. Will my coach help me create a plan to implement? Yes. And that's the point. Okay. Because there's, hey, even without the inner circle and all this good training, you know, even without all the books and audio programs and all this stuff, just life itself with all the distractions that we have, the kind of the amount of information we're trying to take in and all of that is totally overwhelming. You got to have a coach. You got to have a coach. You got to have a coach. You got to have the right coach. And better yet, you got to have the right coaching coaching community. Okay, let's see. Mike, you can attract leadership, but can you create it in others who are currently lacking it now? The question is, why is it lacking in them? Will you be able to inspire them? The only way you know that is to lead properly, connect with them, and figure out what's really going on in their life, and it will become clear. Now, if we haven't done the things that we need to do, it's not on them. But once you've done what you need to do and given them ample time to get with the program, then hey, you can gently help them quit. Okay. Monica, I already have my DISC assessment. How will that affect access? Okay. Yeah, if you have a DISC profile from us already, if you have, you know, one, if you've purchased at least one from us, then you can get access to the webinar. Okay. Lynn would be happy to give you a call. You betcha. Brenda, there were 4 or 5 disc profiles available. Which version would you recommend? Let's just make it simple that the more extensive and the heavier the investment, the more data you're going to get. Minimum investment, minimum data. Bigger investment, more data. Okay. Let's see, Lynn. If I've already done the disc and know all about it, should I do it again? Here's the question: do you have a report? One of our online full reports. If you've just done like a little, you know, sheet from us that you fill out with a pen and paper, then you don't have a full disc profile. Okay. Paul, how do you get involved with the health program? Send me an email or a private message on Facebook, and we will get you connected. Anybody else? that anyone else that wants information on the health program that I'm on, just contact us and we will get that information to you. Let's see, Brian, do you recommend I retake the DISC profile? If you have a profile with us, you will not need to retake it for yourself, but I'd recommend that you do it for your spouse, your family members, all your team as well. Okay? Alex, this series and this Inner Circle Dream Team is the answer for so many frustrated, overwhelmed business owners. I can think of two local business owners that I'm in conversation with right now that will thrive in this environment. I'm sending them your way for sure, Howard. Thank you so much, Alex. Sherry, having the DISC chart posted in workspaces makes a huge difference. Yes. So what we've done at our office is every office you walk into, their DISC profile is outside their cubicle or office door so that you know what communication style you're walking into. Excellent. Thank you for that, Sherry. Okay, I think that's all the questions. We'll get a follow-up email out there to you guys so that you can benefit from all of this. Thank you so much for your participation today. Hey, team, I am not seeing that link in the chat bar for the DISC profile. Tell you what, I'm going to just type that in right now. Okay, that should be... Copy that, and I'll put it in the question bar too. So I'll leave this open for just a minute so that you guys can grab that. So I just sent by chat the link to get your DISC profiles, and I'm going to put it in the question bar as well. Okay, hang on for me just 1 second. Okay, so putting in the link for the DISC profile right now. And by the way, if you don't do Inner Circle, be sure to sign up for the leadership course. We'll be sending you guys a link. If you're not Inner Circle members yet, we'll send that out to you as well. Joel, I will send you an email. Okay. And let's see what else we got. I think that's it. Okay, folks. Well, hey, have a phenomenal day, a phenomenal week. Take care. Bye-bye.